Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing fine, and I just wish to apologize to anyone who tried to sign on last Sunday. We had a terrible storm coming in here, and I had to shut down everything, so I didn't want to lose my data. So we didn't have the show last week, and I just want to apologize to everyone. It was something completely out of my control. It was the day after my birthday, and since I was born, because my mother almost gave birth to me during a tornado in Worcester, Massachusetts, I'm called the Storm Queen, okay? So I apologize if you got on and waited and we weren't there. How are you doing, Jacqueline?
I'm doing good. Out here in Conneautville, PA again.
Oh, okay.
Out at the farm.
Oh, great. Well, at least you're not out in the truck in the mud somewhere.
That's true. That's a good thing.
We've had tornado watches and thunderstorms over the last 2 days here, too. It's not unusual to have this time of year, but the frequency is different. So... and every time you go on the news, somebody's got some kind of crazy weather going on.
Well, you know, Pluto makes things really funny sometimes. You know, I'm not discounting global warming, but I am saying that Pluto makes transformations and changes, especially in the weather. And things have gotten a little bit more dramatic as it's been at those critical degrees for a little while.
Mm-hmm. I hear you, and that's going to be going off on up and on for a couple of years. But, again, that's what Pluto does.
Yeah, you can't do anything about the energy it radiates except for deal with it.
Exactly. Of course, this month we're going to have two full moons, the second one on the 30th, which is going to be the blue moon. When there's two full moons in a month. The second one's called the blue moon. People say, once in a blue moon? Guess what? We have one at the end of the month. Just let you know. And our full moon coming up on Tuesday is going to be pretty interesting. We're going to talk about that a little bit. And it's just, the lunations, of course, happen every month, but each one is unique in its time period. And they do have a certain level of power. And it's nice to know kind of what's going on, not necessarily in your own world, but also around you, to kind of note that there are certain things that are just happening. Right, Jacqueline?
Absolutely. And this one, especially for the East Coast, is very interesting because it presents itself with a grand square. And I find that to be really fun. Now, no matter where you're at, it's going to have a T-square. I don't care who you are and what location you are on this thing. So it is going to have that T-square, which is from the moon to the sun to Jupiter, which means the challenges are for your own greater benefit, that Jupiter is still in Taurus and it is still direct. So it is progressing forward for our own greater benefit. This full moon is about looking forward to me, envisioning the possibilities of what can be, looking at the end result of something, really examining emotionally the broader picture of what's going on emotionally in your life. And I happen to like that as a result because I think people need to look broader or bigger into their emotions than what they normally do.
Exactly. Now, the other interesting thing about this full moon is Mars is in Virgo, and so is Mercury, and it hasn't retrograded just yet. So what it's doing is it's forming trines to that Jupiter in Taurus. And so what's happening here is you're going to be able to, if you work on the details, but don't lose the vision of the big picture, you're going to be able to balance this T-square in an amazing way, is what I'm going to suggest right now. Because, again, most of us right now are working on all cylinders. And that's saying it mildly. But I think that I think there's a balance in this particular lunation that I kind of like, actually. But, again, we're dealing with the Leo Sun opposing the Aquarius Moon. And so what we're looking at is higher mind and heart chakra. And we're looking at balancing it, okay? And because Jupiter's at the T of the balance beam, that's what we call a T-square, stand your ground, use your higher mind and your heart, stay balanced. Try to engage all three, kind of like a mystic triangle, okay, is what I'm going to suggest for those that are listening tonight.
Perfect. I like the way you explain that.
You know, I mean, I always try and see the good and everything, but you know what? When I see something that's not so good, I have to speak it. Sorry. That's why people call me.
It is.
You know it how is. That goes, girl.
Absolutely. You get stuck and then you call us.
Yeah.
We're good at unsticking
people. Yeah, we have that
people.
Capricorn moon tonight, and it's not my favorite moon. However, it's been very kind to me, I have to say, at least so far. We'll see how that pans out. And I'm very thankful for that. We do have a full queue tonight, maybe because we couldn't sign on last week. So I'm going to try and keep people to the one question, okay, just so that everybody has a chance to have a little bit of a voice tonight while we're on the air. What do you think, Jacqueline? Are we ready to go?
We're ready to go. Let's do it.
All right, then. Area code 904, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi. Stacy, 12/16/72. Hi.
How's it going, girl?
I'm holding on. I'm holding on.
Oh,
it's going. Just hot, but it's going. Keep pushing forward.
You're 12/16, right?
That's me. Yes, ma'am.
Just double-checking. Want to make sure I had the right one in front of me.
Yeah, there's a lot of Stacys.
Okay, so what's your question for us tonight?
I wanted to know, at this moment in time, is it a good idea to press forward in, like, business activities or projects?
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to go with this immediately because what you have is you have Jupiter trine your natal Jupiter. I love that. From your 6th to your 10th house of your career. Sudden changes are still afoot, okay? Don't get me wrong. Uranus is dancing through your 10th house of your career. But on the other circumstances, I say to you, this is a good time to really put yourself out there. You also have the Sun and Venus transiting through your first house. And Venus right now is entrined to your natal sun. So you've got all these beautiful blessing lines upon this saying, hey, get yourself out there, push yourself out there, and you'll see it'll be of great benefit. I have to absolutely emphatically say yes. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree with everything you said, but I'm going to give you a few words of caution. Number one, Venus is retrograde in Leo in your first house right now. Okay? And so because Venus is retrograde right now, you want to incorporate what you would love to do into this if it's been a long time coming. That will serve your heart chakra really well, but Mercury is getting ready to go retrograde too. And it's going to be going retrograde in your second house, which has to do with how you earn your daily bread, the temple of your body, okay, some of your goals as far as real estate, and all that. So know some things can take a little time. But don't let that discourage you, because Mercury retrogrades every season. It lasts for about 6 weeks total. It's retrograde for 3 weeks, and then it's in its shadow for 3 weeks. So the next 6 weeks, pay attention to detail. If you miss an appointment, you miss a client, things don't work out at the time that you thought, just reschedule and then call back to be sure that you're not wasting your time. That's my only word of caution. I so agree with Jacqueline. This is a great power time for you to establish something wonderful. No, the next few weeks could be a little challenging with communication, but I think it's going to be great.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you keep us posted, Stace, okay?
I will. Thank you, ladies.
Mm-hmm. All right. God bless you.
You as well.
So sweet. Okay. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. They used to tell me how long a person's been on hold. Luckily, I wrote both of them down as they signed in, because I've lost count now, but let's go for this.
Okay.
Area code 703, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Andrea. It's funny because I'm originally from Massachusetts.
Really? What part?
Needham. Do you know where that is?
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah, I was born and raised in Worcester. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Yep, I lived in Framingham, Sudbury, all around that area.
Yeah, I went to school in Springfield, yeah. Moved around a little bit in New England, then went to California, then went to Florida, and now I'm in Roanoke, so there you go.
Yeah, I lived
in
California too, so
before?
Now I'm in Northern Virginia.
Oh, cool.
I think so.
Okay,
what's your birthday?
I got two Andreas in here.
What? 1-17-63.
Gotcha.
Okay. You're my Andrea too, I think.
So, what's your question for us today?
I had a job interview last Thursday. I think it went well. Do you think I'm going to get a second or third interview, or maybe another from another opportunity?
Whew. Look at this chart. Oh, my goodness, girl. Oh, you've got so much going on in your 10th house of career right now. You could get 8 offers. Seriously? Oh, my goodness.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I can see you are. I mean, you're an overload here. I put you up against this full moon that's coming up on the 1st just because I wanted to see it, because the full moon is often a completion. So I wanted to take a look at this, but... Go ahead, Jacqueline. You're seeing what I'm seeing with Jupiter. Go ahead, tell her.
Well, yes, I am. You know, what I'm going to go in is that, you know, if it isn't this opportunity, it's another. I can't tell you enough about what's coming up as far as this transition and change as far as your work is concerned. That's what Aphrodite was talking about. First of all, your natal Jupiter is conjunct Saturn. Saturn is retrograde. But it is telling you that all the work you've done is going to pay off for you and to continue ahead is what I'm going to say. You also have a beautiful Capricorn Sun, which is in a wide orb and trying to transit Jupiter. So there's a lot going on as far as this is concerned. I think you should be hearing something really good, because this full moon is in between and conjunct both of them, your natal Mercury and your natal Saturn in your 10th house of your career. Okay? So it says that you're going to emotionally have a transition and change, and it is going to be off of your personal efforts. Again, here I say the Saturn-Jupiter aspects here are really going to take you far at this time. So I say if it isn't this one, it'll be one right around the corner. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well,
I have to make sure I'm looking at the right chart. All right, I want to make sure I'm looking at the right chart. Okay, Tuesday is the full moon, dear. Is it January 17th?
Yes.
1963.
Yes.
I got it. Okay. So I have you born in Michigan. Okay.
No, Massachusetts.
No, Boston.
All right.
I have her in Boston.
All right. Let me fix that. Okay. Because I said to myself, something's not right. What Jacqueline's saying, it's close, but no cigar. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm looking at the wrong image.
No cigar.
Let's fix that.
Let me just put one more footnote into here, because Pluto is transiting over your south node. So here again, it is all about that transformation and change, especially as far as your career is concerned, because that's conjunct your midhaven. So,
okay.
Go ahead after that.
All right. You've got all these squares going on right now, which just means there's challenges you need to meet, and they are going right to your midheaven. Now, Pluto is sitting on your sun. It's sitting on your south node right now. So you kind of had to let go of what you have been doing in order to be filled with the new opportunity. There's a saying in the Tao, you have to be empty to be filled. And this is the time where you're being empowered. And I so agree with Jacqueline. Everything you have ever taught, everything you have learned, you're going to share that in your next position in an amazing way. And Uranus is in trine to your sun in the ninth house. Are you looking at working for an international opportunity here?
Not necessarily. I did apply one where it was like UK travel, but I never did hear back from them. So these other jobs are kind of local.
Okay. Well, whatever you're going to be dealing with, you probably are going to be dealing with people all over the planet, okay, which I think is great. And because, again, you have some beautiful sustained trines in Earth right now. Jupiter's going to be in Taurus until April of next year. So it's going to be blessing you this year no matter what. And so I feel that you are going to end up with that wonderful opportunity that you've been seeking. And so I just want to support that. On the full moon, the sun is opposing your Mercury. It's a wide orb for me, but it's okay. It's close enough. It's actually a hot midpoint between your Mercury and your Saturn Aquarius. Now, was your first interview done in Zoom or in person?
It was Zoom.
Okay. They might Zoom you again. Okay?
Yes.
Is what I'm thinking is going to
happen
next. I think they're going to zoom you again. Okay. And when they do, Mars is right on top of your Pluto, your planet of empowerment. Okay? And Mercury is right on Uranus, the planet of sudden change, epiphanies, the aha experience. Okay? On this full moon, I'm going to tell you, girl, go for this. Go for this. Okay?
Great. I can't wait. The one I have now is not great. It's very toxic. Oh, absolutely. I will, for sure.
And I have to tell you, like I said, remember, you're interviewing them, too. Remember this, okay?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yep. I've had a lot of interviews and thumbs up. I'm like, not really. So,
I think so, right?
The right one.
I get it. I love you. It's great. Yep.
Go Pat.
Right, have a sweet night,
thank
darling.
You.
Okay. All right. God bless.
Oh, bye.
Bye. Wow, a lot going on in that chart, huh, Jacqueline? Wow.
Yes, there is a lot going on in that chart.
Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 860, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, it's Amla. How are you?
Hey, Amla.
Hey. Doing well. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. This is just, I don't know. It's a little topsy-turvy, but, you know, I think, all right, just, you can look at my chart, but it's a lot is going on in the sense of people not following through. And, like, I don't know why people are being flaky with me. And I'm not just saying that this has been, like, at least a year and a half of this. And I really want to meet somebody. I've been asking you guys, I know, but... Do you see anything? I know Venus is in retrograde, but anything happening in my chart?
You're December 16 and you're still in Connecticut?
Yes, ma'am.
I thought so. All right, let's take a look. Let's see if the full moon is going to bring you anything interesting.
I have Aquarius rising, so I don't know.
Well,
and
your Aquarius rising is actually on the Capricorn cusp. You know, you have a cuspian ascendant.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, whenever you're within 3 degrees of sign change, you have an overlap. The Capricorn part of you does want that commitment, but the Aquarian part of you also wants to have your own unique individuality, even if you were in a committed relationship, okay?
Yeah.
You still want a certain amount of freedom, and so you're going to need that combination or you won't be happy long-term, okay?
Yeah.
So that's what we're trying to look for. You wanted something that was a little bit more substantial, right?
Yes.
Okay. This retrograde Venus is forming beautiful trines, though, to your sun and your north node in the 11th house of clubs, groups, and organizations. I'd be getting involved in as many clubs, groups, and organizations as you possibly can.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You've got trines and blessing lines all over the place, right, Jacqueline?
Yeah, I agree. I was going to go there, but you can go there. And what I'm going to say about this is that it's percolating, okay? And it is about you and your truth. No matter how I look at this, you have to stay true to your truth, your soul of what you want. And again here, there's a lot of frogs out there, okay? And what's going on, what's challenging you at this period of time is the overanalyzation. You right now, Mercury's in Virgo, and it's overanalyzing things back and forth, and it's going to go retrograde, as well as Venus is already retrograde in your seventh house, okay? Which she was talking about how that trines you. But it's here about, again, I have to 100% agree with Aphrodite, because you're looking for your best friend. You have Venus in Aquarius, and it's on your ascendant, okay? So you're only looking for one, and it's your best friend. So I have to agree with Aphrodite and go back to, hey, I'd be joining as many activities as I can, and I'd be out there in the public having a good time, enjoying my life, learning something new in every single turn. And guess what? I think by the fall, this one will pop up around you, and you'll have the opportunity to really have a good one come in, because Mercury's going to go retrograde. Venus is already retrograde. They're going to turn in September, and that's where things will start advancing forward for you. Okay?
Okay. So, like, September is pretty – okay, that does make sense. I just – it's a little bit frustrating. I am looking for my best friend, and it's not even only that. It's just – even just friendships who are loyal, you know, it's hard to come by, you know. I'll do this for you, or like, not even like I ask, but just being dependable, reliable. It's very hard to find people like that who keep their word. So that's what's been pretty much going on with it's over the analyzation, but it's also these experiences. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And just wrapping it all up with, I think Aphrodite said, speaking my truth, it's so important, and that's what these people, these incidences are making me do. Like, I'm like, no, boundaries, speaking my truth,
And
I want to tell you that.
And that's right, because it's, this is not my tribe, on to the next. It's always that forward-moving motion and not getting caught up in their stuff. Hey, you're screwed up because of this. I got to go. See you later. Goodbye and off. Again, remember, you're very selective and highly independent. Okay, remember that.
I will.
And do let yourself out to play. Let yourself out to play. I really like either an Aquarian or an Aries for you. If I look at the overall picture of your chart, I'd like to have them to have an Earth ascendant or maybe Moon like you, but I just think that, again, look for the independent type. Now, the Aries is a cardinal fire sign, so they can be very good that way. But the Aquarians, you have to understand, they're ruled by Uranus in our time period. But before Uranus was discovered, they were ruled by Saturn. And your ascendant is on the Capricorn Aquarius cusp, so that would work too. If you had an Aquarian that had a little bit of that Capricorn energy in, you'd probably hit it off big time. So don't put yourself in only one direction. Be looking at the vibe they sent you, because you've got your own psychic gifts in this chart. Your moon is in your eighth house, okay?
Okay.
And I think it's good that you are selective and you are discerning, because you needed the discernment, because otherwise you would have been a totally wild child.
I mean, I wasn't born yesterday, neither were you guys. So it's like, you know, you live and you learn, and it's like, no more. This past 2 years have been boundaries, setting them up, setting up, and being consistent. That's why these people, any experience, I really believe it comes for you because you got to learn something from it. It's always a learning curve. And I know to use discernment is the word for sure and speak my truth and not settle. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, sweetheart. You keep us posted, okay?
Thank you so very much. Take good care. I appreciate it.
You too. You too. God bless.
Okay.
All right, bye.
God bless. Bye.
She's such a kick in the butt. I like her.
Oh, she's so awesome. I love my Sagittarius.
Yeah. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 203, you're on the air. Uh-oh. I clicked and it just signed off on me. Well, I'll watch for her to return, he or she to return. That was weird. Okay. It is what it is. Seven eight zero, you're on the air.
Hey, Aphrodite. Hey, Jacqueline. How's it going? From Canada. Hey there.
Hey, how are you?
I'm enjoying summer. How about you down there?
I'm doing great.
Enjoying it as well.
Yes, what a time to be alive right now, I guess, eh?
Pretty much.
We live in a colorful world right now.
Oh, definitely we do. So, yeah, for sure. I haven't talked to you for a bit and decided I was talking to listening to another astrology program. They were saying a whole bunch of planets are going retrograde and going like, okay, so how's it going to affect Aries, like my chart for next month, and what do I have to look out for? So, yeah, that's the reason why I'm phoning. Thank you so much.
I have you in my system under your last name. Give it to me.
Saka, S-A-K-A.
Thank you. Sorry about that. I've been having a lot of computer issues lately. You'll have to forgive me. Or you don't have to forgive
no
me, but would you?
Yeah.
Well,
oh, my goodness.
Go ahead.
You have a lot going on in this chart, honey. You have so much going on in your chart here. And I am really, really loving this. I mean, how many epiphanies have you been having?
Epiphany as in, what do you mean by that?
Well, Saturn is opposing Uranus in your ninth house of metaphysics, okay? And it's retrograde. So you can have an awful lot of epiphanies about your actual heritage as far as your this lifetime. But you can also have a lot of epiphanies about other journeys you've made to this planet. Have you been going through that? Have you been experiencing that?
I've been feeling quite, feeling more metaphysical, as in, you know, go back into exploring that a little bit more again. Be going to spiritual
classes
again.
I'm looking at you
again.
Becoming very aware of the antiquity of your soul.
I love that, how you said that.
That's what I'm getting real strong from my angel. So, anyways, I'm going to let Jacqueline take it from here, but, I mean, as soon as I saw it, boom, that just popped into my head.
But you know what's been really happening, too, is that I had some strange experiences with some, with insects. A dragonfly actually landed on my face and stayed there for a bit and took off. And then on during the week, like Friday, there was a bumblebee. So I took the bumblebee and it went away and then came back to me and started landing on my chest. I'm going like, wow, this is interesting. What's going on with that? So I'm getting signs there, here and there. So and it's feeling, yeah, that is sweet, yes.
Very sweet. Yeah, you got some good things going on. Jupiter's approaching your Venus, and that's great. The part of fortune on the full moon is going to be sitting on your Venus. You've got some good things going on here with your Earth energies. They're very nice because you've got some mutable energy and some fixed energy. So I'm thinking that the Earth spirits, of course, which you are akin to anyway. They're very, very friendly. Have you also been spending some time by the water?
No, but I have the plans to go to maybe next week is go for be near a river and just do some drumming.
Because I'm seeing living, rushing water around you that can be amazing. As much as you've had the little flying things attracted to you, you might find that the fish also are as well. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Thank you much.
Oh, I think all creatures are being attracted to you at this point in time. Neptune passed over your Mars, then it went retrograde, and it's passing back over your Mars again. Okay, and then it will go direct and pass over your Mars. This
I love it.
And here again, we have this, you know, you do have the Pisces Virgo energy, but luckily they're not in opposition with each other. So you can distinguish one from the other. However, you get caught up in a little bit more of, okay, what's this all about? I want to know. And you take it into its materialistic form. I'm going to say be one with nature. When the honeybee comes up, say hi to the bee and go up. And allow the two of you to connect and feel each other's energy. There's where you're going to get the answer to what you're looking for. Is it's because all of nature is going to be surrounding you at this point in time, no matter how I look at it. Fish, birds, any kind of creature at all is going to be attracted to you because of that Neptunian effect. You're in such a spiritual level, a vibration level. I'm glad you're going into the metaphysical because this is the perfect time for you to be all into the metaphysics, okay? Be all into your intuition and really be present in the moment like that innocent Aries that you are. Don't take so much of this physical world. You have a critical 0-degree Virgo moon, and you keep wanting to put your feet on this ground. And this is not the time to put your feet on this ground. It's your time to really relish and enjoy the experience with each and everything that you run into, acknowledging it that it's a live, living, breathing thing. And that is what's going to really bring you to your success today.
The key word is levitate. Levitate on all levels right now. I have to tell you, this is great. You know, you're going to probably feel like you have forgotten that gravity existed. I love that for you because you are such an amazing spiritual source. You know, Jack and I have both been very touched with you and your devotion in the times, you know, because we've known you for quite a while now. And we're always very happy to see your chart light up like this, Jay.
Yeah, I'm grateful for that. Even though there's lots of different planets that are in retrograde, it's going to still be a great experience. Or maybe I'm interpreting the planets in retrograde incorrectly.
It's a
the retrograde
time
energies.
Retrograde energies are for time for pondering, reviewing, going back, examining, things like that. Retrograde doesn't mean it's bad, okay? Everybody does because the Earth is always moving forward, okay? And so we always feel that motion to move forward when in actuality, points and times in our life, we need to stop. We need to look back. We need to work at it in a different way. And so don't think of retrogrades as bad. Think of them more as going back and revisiting and looking at things through a different picture.
Okay.
It's a good time for contemplation. And again, remember that everything you have learned and everything you've experienced, you want to teach others in this life. And this just acknowledges that, and you can have a lot of deja vu during this retrograde cycle. I tell people maybe when you go back and you look at things in your life, you'll have a revelation of what really happened, not your emotional reaction to it, but why it actually occurred. And it can bring a lot of truth to us when we use the contemplation energy. So don't shy away from it. Welcome it.
Okay. Awesome.
We
That's
love
a great
you.
Read. So. We love you, too. I love you, too. So you take care. It's always great to hear your voices. Much appreciated.
You
Lots
too.
Of love to you. Lots of prosperity and health and wellness and awakeness.
Enjoy any vision quest you encounter.
In a very rare time in a moment.
Yes, exactly. All right, sweetheart. Keep us posted, as always. We love you. Okay.
Love you, too. See you, Jacqueline. Catch you later.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
He's always been a fun read.
Oh, wow. What a unique creature on this earth.
Yes. Area code 203 reappeared. Let's grab them. Oh, my goodness. I was so. I don't know what happened there. All right.
All right.
Area code 203,
Hi.
You're on the air. Sorry about that.
Thank you so much. I think you just connected me. I was like, oh, no, I'm at the end of the queue. Thank you so much for coming back to me. This is Pat in Connecticut.
Hi, Pat.
Hey, Pat.
Hi. Endings. Endings. I had to, happy birthday to you. I thought you guys were on vacation last week, so I was celebrating for you. Happy birthday, and my birthday was the 12th, and 7 days later on the 18th, I had to help Chance transition to the other side. I'm still incredibly shattered, but I also am happy for him. I think a day or two or 4 days beyond what I kept him here for would have probably been disastrous. So I was blessed with my son, my sister, and a phenomenal vet that kept thanking me for the job I did for him. So it was a big ending. And also, if I can, like to ask you about some other endings that kind of threatened me yesterday. It really freaked me out, mainly because I was coping well, you know, with Chance, but really got knocked off kilter because I'm just so fragile.
Well, first of all, I want to tell you, I was holding my husband when the angels came, and I think it was an honor. And so I wanted to acknowledge how blessed and blessing you were. I wanted to acknowledge that today. You've got so much heart energy with all your Leo, even though you're a Cancer son like me, and I just wanted to say that tonight for you.
Thank you so much.
And, yes. And I was also holding my mother when the angels came. And there was something honorable about that, because the only thing you can take from here to there is unconditional love. And you gave it.
Yeah.
And they were able to take that with their wings, okay, to the gates of heaven.
Gosh.
How beautiful, right?
That's so beautiful. And God bless you for honoring both your husband and your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get it.
And, you know, right now you're in a situation where you do need to take the time, though, to go through your own personal process.
Right.
And it is good for you not to spend too much time alone, but you're going to need some time alone, right?
Yeah.
So try and balance
that,
because your chart indicates that it's something that is within your grasp, okay? So your main question tonight, what's the thing, the biggest challenge you're facing right now that we can help you with, honey?
Well, thank you so much for that message. It could be just my worry, but first of all, I need an extra job because of my new used car, so there's a worry about that. I'm not sure if my job with the dogs, my main job, is in jeopardy, and along with that was an energy of someone I work with and I'm friends with that I don't know if she's trying to end the relationship or I was kind of stunned. I sort of feel set up and accused, falsely accused. Anyway, if you see any energy around that, how to deal with it.
I think you need to put up a soft shield right now with her. Venus is retrograde, right now. And I just think it's a good for you to put up a tender shield, because right now you have a journey going on within you, and you can't allow somebody else's stuff to bring you down when you're just trying to work, maintain, and continue. So I would be kind, okay, but I would softly shield yourself, okay, in any way that you can. My favorite is to call on Archangel Michael, but you can do it any way that you do in your spiritual regimen. But do put up a soft shield for yourself, and just bless her and walk away gently, because you do not need to take that on right now, dear. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with everything Aphrodite said. Because it was, you know, your birthday came up here, and we looked at your soul return, this is a year, of a very interesting year for you. And I want you to look at it in a little bit different of a way, because you're being guided spiritually. Your control, you have a yod this year in your solar return, okay?
I just got chills all over me when you said that, Jacqueline. Awesome. Go for it, girl. Whoa.
It's for your own greater benefit that you take this spiritual journey, okay, and learn a discipline of your own. I agree with Aphrodite that there's time for healing during this period of time. Chiron in your solar return is in your eighth house of transformation and change. So this is a time for you to heal yourself, and it is a time for you to move forward. You do have that your sun in your 11th house in your solar return, which means what you're doing is striving forward for the future. So it is all about a new discipline as far as your connection to God, the universe, or whatever you want to call that higher power. And I will say this. Of all the years this year, you can feel all the people who have passed over, all of the creatures who have passed over, okay? So it is that you can connect with them this year stronger than you could any year. I say to you, spend some time connecting with that source and that energy on a day-to-day basis, and you'll find that your healing process will be helped by having that. This year's such a spiritual journey for you to really have that one-to-one relationship with that source. I can't say enough about it. The yod is from the 7th house to the 5th house to the 12th house. It's a beautiful connection to spirit. And I say this is a spiritual journey, and don't let anybody rock your boat in this physical world. Go, no, I don't need it. No, never mind my nonsense. I'm taking back my place, and just smiling and moving on, and allow them to move through their issues. Don't engage in it. Again, you're a very psychic by birth, and you feel that negativity, and you've got to learn how to take that step back and go, no, that's your stuff, not mine. I'm moving on. I'm out of here. And that's the best thing I could say for this year for you.
When the spiritual, thank you so much. That really is, I'm immersed in that and looking forward for more of that. Did you say to stay connected to those that have passed as well every day?
Yes.
Well, it's not necessarily the past. It's those who have passed on.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, they're stores. You want to feel that energy of the essence of the no longer there. The veil has been lifted this year with all that 12th house energy. Both Mars and Venus are in your 12th house in your solar return. So you have that filter that's normally there is really open wide right now. And if you call out, they'll be there. I promise you.
Thank you. That's beautiful. One more question. Can I hear you, and this may just be my stubbornness, can I assert my innocence in this situation with this person and then go on? Or do I just have to say, I'm out of here, bless you? I really would love to stand up for myself.
I know you would love to stand up for yourself, but if your words fall on deaf ears, what is it going to do? It's only going to frustrate you more. It's only going to be more difficult you. So I say, let go, let God. Okay.
Okay.
Really, I know that cardinal son of yours wants to just, hey, this is what the deal is, but they won't hear it. Okay. It's just not. They're not going to change until somebody else points it out. And believe it or not, silence is a beautiful thing, because sometimes when you don't say what's wrong, they have to look within themselves because you're not reacting to it the way they expected. So don't always
exactly.
take silence as a passive thing, because it can be very effective, especially with loudmouths.
Okay, so there's a question of money owed me. Do I drop it? And does this person, is she just really trying to end it?
I think it's too soon to tell because of the Venus retrograde. I think
okay.
the ball is still in the air, so play it smart.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you,
yep.
lovely lady. I'm so glad
you
I got in today.
And you keep, yeah, you keep us posted, and you'll be in my thoughts and prayers this evening before I close my eyes.
Oh, thank
okay.
you so much. Thank you for these lovely messages. It's truly a beautiful one. They all are, but this is great. I really needed it. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you, sweetheart. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Talking about working on so many cylinders. Oh, my goodness gracious me. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She's got an ambitious solar return this year.
Yeah, well, I wasn't looking at that one. I was looking at just the transits, but I'm glad because, again, they always coincide. They always complement so well. Thank you so much. You are amazing. Thank you. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Area code 917627, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, thanks for taking my call. My name is Tim, calling from New York. Birthday is May 30th.
Can you say your name again? I'm hearing a lot of background noise.
Sure. One second. I'm sorry.
Can I hear your name again?
My name is...
I'm hearing a lot of background noise.
Yep. My name is... try this now.
Hopefully this is better. My name is Tim, calling from New York.
Tim?
Okay, Tim. Tim.
Good to hear from
yeah.
you. How you doing? Are you out and about tonight? Because there's a lot of background noise.
I do apologize. Yes, I am out in the
No,
couch.
You're fine. I'm just teasing you a little bit. That's all.
Are you May 30?
Trying to get into nature a little bit, you know. Get
Are
into
you
nature.
When's your birthday?
May 30th, 1974.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
I thought that was you.
It's me.
So what's shaking, Tim? What do you need from us tonight?
I just was checking, you know, how as far as lining up, never-ending quest, trying to manifest some new great things. Not trying, working on manifesting some new great things. I know it was a retrograde, obviously, you guys are mentioning. I just was checking to see how the stars are for my chances of bringing in some new great stuff.
What are you doing for a living?
I do technical support.
Oh.
Kind of like a little bit of it.
I love it. I love it. You're such a problem solver, and you're so multitask-oriented. Great. But as far as manifestation is concerned, we usually when we talk about manifestation, we look towards the planets that are in Earth, okay, to see
okay.
if they can contribute. And you have had Mars squaring your sun now for, oh, probably about a week and a half and all that. So your mind has been going like it's like a whirlwind, hasn't it?
It has been going like a whirlwind, but it's kind of like it's just going in circles. I'm like, all right, what is it going to be? It's got to be something. So,
right,
yes,
right.
Going like a whirlwind.
You're dealing with a couple of major retrogrades that are going on right now, and they're not going to really hurt you because even though they're going to retrograde in Earth, Mercury's going to go back into Leo, Venus is in Leo right now. So the important thing for you to do is to love what it is you're trying to manifest. Put the love first. Put the interest first. I'm going to encourage you to follow your heart with this. I think that's where your power is. Now, Jupiter is not unfriendly, at all, but it's not super friendly just yet. But are you working on something where you're going to be with someone else in a business, or are you working at something where you can execute your allied leadership skills?
I wouldn't say I was working on any of it now. Now it's just in the planning phase. I'm trying to figure that out.
Okay. The retrogrades can help you to really tweak it. The retrogrades are good for doing the edit, okay, doing the rewrite, creating the groundwork,
okay.
Because when planets are retrograde, they kind of slow time down a little bit. So you want to feel that your mind is in this, but you also want to feel your heart's in this, okay, because the energies that I'm seeing at play. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree. And this is, okay, a time of going over things, learning new things. What you have is this Venus retrograde is dancing, trining your Venus, which is direct, okay? And it is all about this contemplation. Mars is transiting through your 11th house of hopes, desires, and dreams, so it's putting to action, what about this? What about that? It's looking at the possibilities. I think by the fall, you should have some definitive answers and a better direction to go than you do now. Aphrodite gave you a hint, and I'm going to hint on that this could lead to a good partnership, so don't discount that for you, okay?
Are you still there?
Okay. Yep, I'm still
okay.
Here.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you October 1st. I think that last week of September, that first week of October, honey, you're going to feel like what you've put together is unique, state-of-the-art, and good to go. That's what I'm seeing as far as timing. All right?
Sounds good. Thank you guys so very much.
You're welcome. You have a nice night. Party down. Many blessings. Bye-bye. Wow. Great. Just love it. Gotta love it. Okay. Trying to find the next person in the queue. Here we go. Okay. Okay, here we are. Area code 856, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Maria? Yeah. I took your advice. It's kind of working and still kind of want that, you know what I mean, things that happen now. So with the full moon and whatever you guys coming up, I hope it's better. And
I didn't hear your first name. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear it because there was some background noise. Sorry.
No problem. Rosemaria.
Say it again. I can't hear you.
Rosemaria, 1231-74, the Jersey girl.
I still can't hear it for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe it's my phone.
It's Rosemaria.
Thank you. Got it. Thank you. Okay. I think that other person hadn't completely hung up yet. That's why. Sorry.
All good.
Can hear you better
Rosemaria.
Now.
Yes. And what's his birthday?
My birthday is 12/31/74.
Camden, New Jersey.
Got her. Are you still in New Jersey, Rosemarie?
Yep, I'm still here. I can't go anywhere. Short money and,
oh,
you know,
I hate
all
to
that.
Hear that in your voice. I'm sorry, girl. Oh, my word. Boy, that was a big vibration you just threw at me, girl. Wow.
I was just only buying my ticket back. That's what I'm hoping for. That I took your advice and clear. How'd you guys put it? And I did it like right after I hung up with you guys to clear out my energy for more progress and all that. I don't see no progress yet, but I left a message what was it, last night, their time. And I said, what do you want from me now? I was like, I told you to say goodbye to me, but you didn't. But I said, I want to move on with a better person relationship. And if you know anybody, let me know. Then once I get married, so I didn't get an answer yet. So I don't know if that's going to work out, if that makes sense, with this happy super moon.
You are so adorable. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, what I'm kind of seeing here today is that Mars is in Virgo, and unfortunately in your chart, Virgo is what we call intercepted. There's no doorway to the energy, and it's in your eighth house. So even though you can't see it, you need to believe it, okay? And right now Mars is in Virgo and is forming trines to your Sun, your Ascendant, your Mercury, and soon it's going to try on your Venus. So just know one thing. It's probably in the works right now, but you just can't see it yet. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. The Sun is going over your Moon, and so and that's in your seventh house, okay? And it's opposing this full Moon coming up. And what I'm going to say about that is that it is a time for you to trust the process, to know, okay, I've done that, been there before, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm only going to go for that one. You're looking for that one individual that nurtures you, and only one. And again here, Aphrodite was talking about how Mars is aspecting you in your eighth house. And with that, I say to you that it's not only in trine to your Sun, but your Mercury and your Venus, but Jupiter on the other side and the Arabic part of fortune and Uranus, the planet of sudden surprises, are all in trine to that stellium as well. So, believe it or not, there's a blessing in disguise. It is about reviewing your emotions and going back and going, no, I want this, I'm going to stay with this, and I'm proud of you that you said, either you marry me or you don't. Either we have a real relationship or we don't. It's all about that black and whiteness of it's either all or nothing right now for you. So be proud of yourself and admire that, because, again, I think Uranus is going to do a little surprise for you as it trines that Venus of yours. So don't be surprised if something's around the corner that's better than that one.
Mm-hmm. And I have one more word of advice I want to give you because you're getting ready to go off the air. But I want to tell you one more thing. Jacqueline said something about you want someone to nurture you. No, no, no. You want someone to adore you. We're talking about adoration here, okay? And you know, it's a lost art. So the right person is going to adore you, not just nurture you, not just support you, not just be your best friend. No, no, no. Your moon and your part of fortune and your vertex are all in Leo in your seventh house. You need to be adored.
That's funny you said that, because I said I want to be treated like a queen and treated the right way and respect and all that happy stuff too the other day. And to another friend of mine that, he's like a friend just like here and there, like just to hang out. Nothing more, nothing less. And I even mentioned to him, like, if you know anybody, because I know it's going to go through the whole town because it's not that big and the word will go out. So we'll go right back to him too. So I called him after I talked to my other friend. So I hope that worked. He said he'll let me know.
Oh, that's fine. In the meantime, hit the ground running, girlfriend, okay? But we're off the air now. We got to go. And keep
all right,
us
cool.
posted.
I'll let you go.
Sweetheart.
I will.
All right. God bless you.
Okay. You too. Right. Have a good weekend. Happy birthday.
Thank you. God bless you, honey. Okay, bye. Well, this has been the Illumination Station, Jacqueline, and we need to tell them where they can find us.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070, and we look forward to talking to you next week. Happy full moon.
Happy Bye. Full moon. See you next week. Good night.